This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. Nearly all sexually active men and women will get infected with the human papillomavirus, or HPV, at some point in their lives. HPV can lead to serious health problems later in life, including certain cancers in both men and women. Since 2006, a vaccine has been available that protects against the most frequent cancer-causing types of HPV. Shannon Stokely is a researcher with CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. She's joining us today to discuss the importance of getting the HPV vaccine. Welcome to the show, Shannon.
Thank you.
Shannon, how common is HPV in the U.S.?
HPV is very common. It's estimated that 79 million people are currently infected with HPV and that 14 million new cases occur each year.
What are the health risks associated with HPV?
In most cases, the virus goes away on its own. But in some people, the virus will persist and can cause genital warts or even cancer, including cervical, vaginal, vulvar, anal, penile, and throat cancer. But the good news is that we have a way to prevent HPV infections, and that's through the HPV vaccine.
Who should get the HPV vaccine?
The HPV vaccine series consists of three doses, and it's recommended that all girls and boys receive this vaccine at age 11 or 12. But if your child is age 13 to 26 and hasn't started or finished the vaccine series, it's not too late. They can go to their doctors and get this vaccine.
Shannon, how are we doing on HPV vaccine coverage?
Coverage is very low, and it's not improving. From the most recent data available to us, we see that only a third of girls have received all three doses of the vaccine series.
Why is HPV vaccine coverage so low?
One reason is awareness. Some parents don't know that the HPV vaccine is available, and some parents may know about the vaccine but don't realize how serious HPV infections can be and that they can cause cancer. So I encourage all parents to talk to their child's healthcare provider about getting the HPV vaccine.
Shannon, where can listeners get more information about the HPV vaccine?
For more information about HPV and HPV vaccine, listeners can go to cdc.gov/HPV.
Thanks, Shannon. I've been talking today with CDC Shannon Stokely about the importance of the HPV vaccine. Remember, the vaccine is recommended for children starting at age 11 or 12. Parents, talk to your child's healthcare provider about getting the HPV vaccine. Until next time, be well. This is Dr. Robert Gaines for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.